The KGEZ 2020 News Midday Summary continues with Logan Health's To Your Health. Your Health. Here to introduce this week's guest medical professional, John Hendricks.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Is that a new title, registrar? I'd never heard that one before.
It's been around for a while. Okay. We wouldn't be a level 3 trauma center without a registrar.
Somebody has to register them when they're coming in, right?
So we actually, any traumas that come in, we just process the data and send it off to the state and national databases.
Oh, okay.
And what's the purpose for all of that?
It helps with funding and keep us at our level 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm all for it then.
Well, it's nice to know, Robin, that you're all for the work that she does.
Yeah, I am.
Talk with us a little bit about what it means to be a level 3 trauma center.
So that means we can accept different traumas that, you know, may in the past have been shipped off somewhere else. Like, we take a lot of patients in from Whitefish that come in, you know, from a car accident or something, and we're able to treat them here instead of sending them to a higher level care facility.
Like, in Kalispell, you deal with heart. They don't up there, right?
Right. Yes, that's true.
That sort of thing. All right. Well, let's dive into what you're really here for, and that's Spring into Safety. Is it time for that already?
It's coming up quick on May 18th at the fairgrounds.
Wow. That's a week from this coming Saturday?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
You know.
So we better get cooking here. First of all, bring us up to date on what Spring into Safety is.
It is Logan Health's community-based event for... And it's really supported by everybody in our community. We've had over 30 vendors in attendance, and we're going to have the same this year. We provide helmets from Flathead Electric's Roundup for Safety grant free of charge to everybody in our community and ensure they have a proper fit before they leave. Flathead County is there performing car seat safety checks, and we'll also have various other demonstrations for everyone with safety messages involved.
So the whole idea is, let's see if we can be safe so we don't wind up in your place.
That's exactly right.
And if we do wind up there, at least it's not quite such a horrible tragedy.
That's right.
This is a preventative thing, and you guys have been doing this 8 years now.
This is the 8th one.
Yes. See, I vaguely remember us talking about this.
I remember the first one.
Yeah.
We were talking about it, in the old place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, fantastic. such a success. We just keep on doing it.
You have other stuff going on, too. I mean, this is a real family event. The kids enjoy coming, too, because of some of the ancillary things, like a helicopter.
Right. We do have a lot of touch-a-truck opportunities.
Yeah.
The ladder truck is going to be there from Kalispell Fire. SWAT team is bringing two of their trucks. So there will be a lot of opportunity for the kids to explore.
You know, I learned something after I was observing that fire out west of town at the hotel. That ladder, 105 feet up in the air.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't imagine there'll be too many kids climbing that.
No, that they can't. But it's cool to see it in the Trade Center building.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is just an incredible piece of equipment. And I was talking with our fire chief, Dan Pierce, about it, and he said that they have to climb it. They can't ride it up because, you get your foot caught in. So what you have to do is they put that thing 105 feet in the air, and then this firefighter with all of his heavy gear has got to climb this thing.
Oh, man.
All the way to the top, and then they got a little stage kind of a thing they can stand on. And, of course, they're shooting this hose down with thousands of pounds of water pressure. Sheesh.
Yeah.
This is something to see up close.
I know. We've never seen that before around here.
So are they going to demonstrate the ladder truck?
They'll have the ladder out. I don't think that they'll actually shoot water, but there will be, Marion Fire will be there doing campfire safety, so I'm sure they'll have some water activity.
Well, kids, you've heard John describe how it works. Maybe you can talk them into it.
I mean, boy, I tell you, it is quite a piece of equipment. And the Alert helicopter, that new helicopter, is just a gem. We got a chance to see that at the Alert banquet the other night.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
And Two Bear will be there as well.
Two bears bringing their bird in, too?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Boy, this is really going to be something. Everybody in the family is going to love this. Let's kind of dive a little more into this and really what families can expect at the Spring for Safety event. We'll do that with Caitlin Irving after this. Montana has one of the highest suicide rates in the country. Our best chance at stopping suicide is to stop the stigma. Together, We can create a supportive environment that encourages those who suffer in silence to speak up and seek help. If you or someone you know is struggling, call the Suicide and Crisis Hotline, 988. That's 988. This message brought to you by Logan Health. For more information, visit logan.org/letstalk.
Logan Health's To Your Health continues. Here again is John Hendricks.
And this morning we're talking with Injury Prevention Trauma Registrar from Logan Health, Caitlin Irving. So we've kind of set the stage now for this Spring into Safety event, which will be Saturday the 18th. Coming up mighty quick. So it's a family thing. So talk with us about what families can expect.
So when you arrive, we will have a bicycle giveaway that we would love for you to all have the opportunity to enter. And please, if you're able to, bring your children's bikes. We will have a bike course run by Columbia Falls Police Department. Mm-hmm. And they will have a patrol vehicle on site to kind of give the kids a real feel for what it's like out on the road.
Okay, now this is Saturday, May 18th. You said when you arrive to register for the bike drawing, do they have to be there at 11 a.m. for that?
Not to win, to be there at some
point
during the day.
In other words, that's the first thing you ought to do.
Yes.
Hey, you put it at the top of your list of things to do.
That's right.
Yeah. And after you receive your helmets, we do have an opportunity for you to decorate them at the kids' zone and play some fun games. So that will be by all the touch a truck type environment.
Now, these are all kids' helmets.
We have kids and adult sizes too.
Really?
Yes.
So you get a chance to personalize them.
That's right.
All right.
And fit them up to you too so that they don't fall off.
That's right.
Yeah. Kids do grow.
And it's interesting, the poster shows a kid on a skateboard wearing one of the helmets. I hadn't thought of that. That's important.
Yeah, but look what else the kid is wearing on the skateboard. Knee pads.
Oh, knee pads. Yeah.
And elbow pads. And
thankfully this year, Serious Juju is coming to show us a safety demonstration on some of their skateboarding equipment. So that will be impressive. Yeah, it's the first year for that.
You get it all.
And my daughter had a skateboarding accident when she was in school, I recall. She blamed it on a wheel that got wobbly, but, I think it was the rider.
Well, my son has got a couple of war stories to tell. Of course, he's nearly 50 years old now, but he was on his skateboard and took a couple of trips to the emergency room as a result.
And we're trying to prevent that with this helmet giveaway, hoping.
His mother wasn't thrilled with the whole thing, but he loved it. He said, I'm a man. Okay, so what about water safety? We're going to talk about that, too.
Yeah, so we are giving away some life jackets as well. Those are for children's sizes, and they were provided by Logan Health this year.
Well, one of the things when I was young, growing up here in Kalispell, is of course my dad was a fireman, so that was a big deal to me. And I thought I wanted to be a fireman, but then I thought, maybe I want to be a policeman. So I got to know the policeman and I knew all the firemen already. And for a big part of my life, that's what I thought I wanted to do, because these guys were our heroes.
They are our heroes, and we're thankful that we can bring a face to their name.
Mm-hmm. See, and I wanted to be a motorcycle cop when I was a kid. because they had cool hats, like the Wild Ones, Marlon Brando, and the leather jackets. And my mom said, that's dangerous.
That's not even like Chips, Robin.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, okay.
And EMS people are going to be there, too, and that's a whole new world, EMS. And it seems like we never have enough EMS people.
That's right. Smith Valley will be there, and every year they bring their fire escape kind of route. Oops, sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry about that. We even got something for you for that. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We're resilient around here. A little water spill doesn't mean a thing. Coffee's a different story, though.
Yeah. I did not bring it.
Yeah. And
I don't drink it.
Yeah. Oh. So we're safe from Robin on that. Okay, so this is Spring into Safety. It's Saturday the 18th, beginning at 11 o'clock in the Trade Center building, the big Trade Center building at the fairgrounds. And, of course, outside the fairgrounds is where all the big fun stuff's going to be.
Yes, that's where our Alert and Two Bear will be. Marion Fire will have their campfire safety.
Cleanup crew.
Yeah, we're just, all right. Okay, so Caitlin Irving's our guest, and we're going to talk about why this is such a beneficial event next. When you need primary care, Logan Health has you covered. With multiple clinics in and around the Flathead Valley, each family can enjoy a lifetime of care from their dedicated providers and expert teams. Whether you need walk-in care, an annual wellness visit, or help through their virtual health services, you can rest assured that the care you need is always within reach. Visit Logan.org to learn more.
Logan Health to Your Health continues. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
Yes, but I have Robin Mitchell with me this morning.
I'll take it.
See, I wasn't counting on you being back, and so it's so cool that you are.
Thanks. Anyway, it's the 8th annual Logan Health Spring Into Safety coming up Saturday, May 18th. And the question I have is, why is this such a beneficial event? First of all, there's a lot of free stuff, and you're the registrar of injury prevention trauma. So I'm guessing those things tie together.
They do. That is linked. And we hope that everybody just walks away with a little more knowledge on how to safely recreate this spring and summer as we start to warm up and they have an opportunity to get a life jacket, their new helmets.
Yeah.
You get a life jacket too?
We have life jackets for the children, yes.
Wow.
More than 1,000 free bicycle helmets. That's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Trade Center at the fairground. So get the kids. Come on out, because it's kind of like the old fire drill when we were in grade school. Knowing what to do and how to act, that's the preventative part of this, and being equipped. And who knows, maybe your child will want a career as an alert pilot or something before it's all over, too. Yeah. It's something that they'll talk about.
Your son is here. What does he want to be when he grows up?
Oh, funny. A police officer. But he says it Cobb. He says, I want to be a Cobb when I grow up, Mom.
A Cobb.
Cobb.
I gotcha.
All right. Well, anyway, bring your bikes along. They bring the kids and their bikes for a safety check.
Yes, they'll check the brakes, make sure everything is just up to par. If they notice anything, a crack in the frame, et cetera, they may ask you to go somewhere and get that looked at.
And if you have toddlers, young ones that should be in a car seat, they'll check car seat safety and all of that.
Yes, you'll drive up on the west side of the building where the Flathead County has a setup station.
You know, there are people that have not figured out how to install those car seats yet. They're not the easiest thing to do.
They're tricky. That's a fact, yeah.
And they're facing the wrong direction, aren't they? I don't know.
Well, the wrong direction for what we remember, Robin, of course. You probably remember where you were sitting up in a seat with a steering wheel.
That's right, standing there. The danger was our business, John. We're just fortunate to be here today.
Guess so. All right, Caitlin, thank you so much. This has been a great conversation. The 8th Annual Spring Into Safety coming up Saturday, May 18th, 11 till 3 in the big Trade Center building at the fairgrounds. Inside and outside, it's going to be a great day.
Thank you all.
And thanks for doing it.
Please plan to join us again next Tuesday at 12:45 for Logan Health's To Your Health, part of the KGEZ 2020 News Midday Summary.